This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
I tried to rise to her, but the carpet I caught, drip by drip, drop by drop.
That's an Angel's Wing brushed the penny slots from Mark Eitzel's new recording, Hey Mr. Ferryman. Mark traveled to London to work with Mercury Prize winner Bernard Butler for his first new album in 5 years. Among other things, he says the songs are about celebrating musicians and music and how death waits for you even in the happiest place on earth, Las Vegas. Mark is playing shows on the West Coast and joins me now. Good morning.
Hello.
I guess we can start, Mark, with the line, I tried to rise to her, but the carpet I caught. Is this the one about death in Vegas?
Yeah, you know, we were staying at the El Cortez because it's the cheapest casino around. It's $12 a night. You know, at the El Cortez, if you earn more than $25, you get a chocolate candy bar. and this guy, you know, he was passed out on the ground with the candy, and the really cruel cops and the very cruel EMT people were just standing around. It was kind of awful. I thought, yeah, I'm going to write a song about this poor man.
Why did you decide to travel to London to make this record?
Well, sometimes you do things because you take a chance, you know. I mean, this guy he comes from music from a different angle than I do. And
you're talking about Bernard Butler?
But I had no idea. That's right, yeah. He's more into pop music than I am. I'm sorry, that's my phone.
That's okay. And Bernard Butler produced and played a lot of the instruments, didn't he, on the record?
He played pretty much everything. I mean, the only creative thing I really did in the studio was shut up.
Was that hard?
Yeah. It's never easy, but, you know, I mean, for instance, I did a song about Mr. Humphreys, who is a character in the TV show Are You Being Served? And, you know, and of course I told him about it. I explained it to him, but he didn't realize that it was about Mr. Humphreys until it was mentioned in I think, Q magazine. And then he sent me an email and says, that's not about Mr. Humphreys, is it? And I was like, my friend, I explained everything to you. But as I waffle on, you just get to work. So it's fine.
He was tuning you out, wasn't he, Mark?
Why not? I have no problem with that.
So be kind to Mr. Humphreys, though you think his role is small, and his smile that breaks down the darkness never has to beg, never has to crawl.
When did you write the last 10 years, and are you getting any better at wasting time?
I'm pretty good. it's something you learn. I wrote the last 10 years. I started writing. Oh, I wrote the chorus about 20 years ago, actually. And it always sat in my head, this is a good chorus. And some of the band members were like, well, it's a terrible song, Mark. We're not going to play it. So I never did it with American Music Club. So I resurrected it last year.
I spent the last 10 years, yeah, trying to waste half an hour. So I had that real good time, and then in the dawn, I saw the bartender's love. I saw
my role as a professional singer in Ham, it builds to a huge climax as you sing about how the soundtrack for everything you see is played by those hacks from the Titanic.
Right.
That line made me smile, as did the one about leaning melodramatic. Are you acknowledging what some people might say about you?
Oh my God, yes. You know, I mean, I listen to myself sometimes, you know.
You're self-aware.
Holding my nose. Yeah. I'm slightly self-aware, you know. Every narcissist should be slightly self-aware, you know. That song, every time I go to Ohio, and I always get stuck next to somebody trying to explain to me why everything that I believe in is wrong.
Well, that leads to that line, God's a good chance to get stupid.
Yeah, well, all belief makes you stupid eventually.
Melodramatic. The sun.
On the last record, Mark, one of my favorite songs was the song Oh Mercy. And it might just be the sleigh bells, but something about that song tied in for me about dancing in a merciful kitchen under the soft Christmas lights on An Answer. And I'm not saying there's any link between those two songs. It's just in my mind. But is it difficult to write a new take on a gorgeous love song?
No, never. It's great. It's a pleasure to write a love song, you know. It's a pleasure to just to let yourself go out and out, be corny. And just you can't write a love song and not be corny. You've got to tell the truth. And, you know, we're just limited human beings. You know, we have this range. And there's always the mystery of the heart, you know. So I don't mind being corny.
Mark Eitzel's new record is called Hey, Mr. Ferryman. It's available now, and you can hear more songs on our new music stream at WUNCmusic.org and through the WUNC app. You can also listen on our HD2 channel and through TuneIn. Thanks for your time, Mark.
Thank you.
Come on and dance with me right here. Right here in your merciful kitchen. Let all the sorrow disappear while our feet go missing. Under your soft Christmas lights, who would ever reap what they sow? Dancing's the only thing I do right, as long as we keep it nice and slow. And you're always on my mind. I just can't leave you behind. You make me wanna stick around and find if there's an answer. Don't know how I got so broken. If you wanna leave, what can I say? We'll sing a hymn for all things left unspoken. A song called Dance the Night Away. And you're always on my mind. I just can't leave you behind. You make me wanna stick around and find if there's an answer. If there's an answer. And around and find if there's a name.